Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Some new information about the investigation of the Boston Marathon bombings was revealed in federal court in Boston today. The information was discussed during testimony in the trial of Robel Filipos, a friend of bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev. Filipos is accused of lying to federal agents. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has more.
It's been 18 months since two pressure cooker bombs exploded near the marathon finish line on Boylston Street, and the FBI still does not know where the bombs were made. Under cross-examination today by Robel Filipos' defense attorney, FBI Special Agent John Walker testified the Bureau has not made a, quote, firm determination of where the IEDs were constructed. Jahar Tsarnaev and his older brother allegedly made the devices, but the agent's statement surprised many in the courtroom where Tsarnaev's friend is being tried. Prosecutors charged Filipos lied about his whereabouts 3 days after the bomb attack. They allege he went to Tsarnaev's dorm room at UMass Dartmouth with two other friends who took incriminating evidence and later disposed of it. The defense team says Filipos smoked marijuana that entire day and didn't remember whether he was in the room or not. Today, Azamat Tazayakov, one of Filipos' friends who was convicted of taking items from Tsarnaev's dorm room, began testifying for the prosecution. Tazayakov told jurors it was his lawyer's idea to testify against his friend and that he had signed an agreement with the government that as long as he tells the truth, it may help when he's sentenced. He faces a maximum of 25 years in prison. Tazayakov said he met Tsarnaev and Filipos at college, and Tsarnaev was a daily visitor to his off-campus apartment in the months before the marathon bombings. Tazayakov testified for only 10 minutes before court recessed. He'll resume testifying tomorrow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.